This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Military officers in oil-producing Gabon said they had seized power on Wednesday and had put President Ali Bongo under house arrest, stepping in minutes after the Central African State's election body announced he had won a third term. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports.
Ce jour, 30 août 2023.
Soldiers declare on Gabonese TV that the military, united in a transitional committee, is putting an end to the leadership of President Ali Bongo. Gabon held elections on August 26, but contested results indicate 69-year-old Albert Ondo Osa, a former minister and university professor, won the poll. Ondo said Ali Bongo wanted to steal his victory. Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
The United States is concerned arms negotiations between Russia and North Korea are advancing actively, the White House said on Wednesday. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby told a press briefing Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu had tried on a visit to North Korea to convince Pyongyang to sell artillery ammunition to Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday called for a review of corrupt decisions he said had been made by medical commissions that assess whether conscripts are fit for service in Ukraine's military. Speaking during his nightly address, Zelensky said the number of medical exemptions from military service granted in some regions had increased tenfold and that law enforcement had documented instances of bribes worth thousands of dollars. This is VOA.